Good morning. We are in Maseches Peah, Perek Vav. The last Mishnah we learned was Mishnah Vav, which discussed the amount of Shikha, which if you would leave that behind, you would forget it there, would not be considered Shikha anymore. It would be too much. It's considered a Gaddish. Or either it's considered a Gaddish or it's too much. It's not considered forgotten. And that Shir is Sasayim, Tusa. Mishnah Zayin continues to say that not only is the halacha to forget a bundle of tusa behind, even if you leave tusa of whatever it is, either grain or something from a plant in the ground, a vegetable or a fruit, even if it's still attached to the ground, it still has the same halacha. The Mishnah reads, Kama sheyesh basasayim, kama, which means it's still connected to the ground, sheyesh basasayim, which has tusa worth, ushchacha, you forgot it behind, eino shikha, does not have the halacha of shikha, and therefore you are allowed to go back and bring it back home. Ein basasayim, if there aren't tusa there presently, havahi ru'uya lasso sasayim. But it can potentially grow tusa. In other words, this year was a bad crop. And it didn't produce tusa. But you know, either from previous years, or you know, just from projection, that this really can produce tusa if you would have the proper irrigation or other factors that play into the final harvest, you know that it would be able to produce tusa. Halacha zefila hu shel tofach. Tofach is a type of bean, which is very skinny. Ron osa ki'ilu hi anava shel sa'arim. These are examples. Doesn't mean it's actually beans. Even if it grow so thin that it looks like this tiny little bean, we view it as if it's a nice big fat bundle of sa'arim, and therefore if it can potentially produce two sa, then it would be enough, and that would not be considered shikha anymore, and you'd be allowed to go back and get it. Mishnah Ches continues, Akama Matzal Seomer. Vein Vesakama. If you have some, let's say it's grain, that's still connected to the ground, and you forgot that behind, so halacha is, since that would not be shikha because it's two sa, so if there is Omer, which is bundles which are disconnected from the ground, if it's sitting right next to it, so we would say just like whatever is connected to the ground is not shikha, and you can come back and get it, whatever is next to it also is not considered shikha, and you'll be allowed to go back. However, the opposite is not true. HaOmer, if you have a bundle, Eina Matzelas, Loas Omer Veloas Akama, does not save what's connected to the ground, does not save any bundles that are next to it. So if you have a bundle which is too large, and next to it you have some shikha, which is either connected to the ground, or it is in a bundle, but it's not the shear of sasayim or tusa, that would indeed be shikha, but whatever is in that bundle would not be shikha. Ezu kama shimatzalas. As the omer, what would be a case of kama which saves the omer, which saves the bundle next to it? Kosh ena shikha filu kelach echad. Even if you have one stalk, which is connected to the ground, but it has a lot on it, that would save anything which is next to it. We'll stop here at Mishnah Tess. Have a wonderful Yom Tov.